Hello everyone and welcome to Daily Psalm Reading. My name is Alex and today we're going to be reading Psalm 48 and we're going to read it twice, first in the New International Reader's Version and for the second time in the English Standard Version. This psalm is another one by the Sons of Korah who have done the previous few psalms as well. So let's read together Psalm 48. First, from the New International Reader's Version. The Lord is great. He is really worthy of praise. Praise him in the city of our God, his holy mountain. Mount Zion is high and beautiful. It brings joy to everyone on earth. Mount Zion is like the highest parts of Mount Zaphon. It is the city of the great king. God is there to keep it safe. He has shown himself to be like a fort to the city. Many kings joined forces. They entered Israel together. But when they saw Mount Zion, they were amazed. They ran away in terror and trembling took hold of them. They felt pain like a woman giving birth. Lord, you destroyed them like the ships of Tarshish that were torn apart by an east wind. What we have heard, we have also seen. We have seen it in the city of the Lord who rules over all. We have seen it in the city of our God. We have heard and seen that God makes it secure forever. God, inside your temple, we think about your faithful love. God, your fame reaches from one end of the earth to the other. So people praise you from one end of the earth to the other. You use your power to do what is right. Mount Zion is filled with joy. The villages of Judah are glad. That's because you judge fairly. Walk all around Zion, count its towers. Think carefully about its outer walls. Just look at how safe it is. You can tell its people that God keeps them safe. This God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide to the very end. And now we read again, but this time from the English Standard Version. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God. His holy mountain, beautiful in elevation, is the joy of all the earth. Mount Zion in the far north, the city of the great king, within her citadels, God has made himself known as a fortress. For behold, the kings assembled, they came on together. As soon as they saw it, they were astounded. They were in a panic, they took flight. Trembling took hold of them there, anguish as of a woman in labour. By the east wind you shattered the ships of Tarshish. As we have heard, so have we seen. In the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God, which God shall establish forever. We have thought on your steadfast love, O God. In the midst of your temple, as your name, O God, so your praise reaches to the ends of the earth. Your right hand is filled with righteousness. Let Mount Zion be glad. Let the daughters of Judah rejoice because of your judgments. Walk about Zion, go around her, number her towers, consider well her ramparts, go through her citadels, that you may tell the next generations that this is God, our God, for ever and ever. He will guide us forever. So this is Psalm 48, another one that uses lots of stunning, powerful visual imagery. We've got this picture of the Lord, of the city of God, of this holy mountain, somewhere that is huge and beautiful, and that brings joy. And it doesn't just bring joy to those who are near it. It brings joy to everyone on earth, it says in verse 2. Everyone on earth is brought joy because of God. Because God is there and everyone can access him. There are people who will set themselves up against God. In fact, it says in this psalm that there are kings who assemble together. But when they really see God, they realize how powerful and how mighty he is, that he truly is a fortress, and they run away. God is the one who protects us. And what makes this place, this city, so great? Is it because it's a literal particular mountain or a literal particular place? Well, I don't think so, because then it wouldn't be the joy of the whole earth, it would just be the joy of that place. But the thing that makes a place strong is that God is in it. You might remember the phrase from one of the previous psalms, "The Lord is within her, she will not fall," talking once again about a place. God is with us. He is in the midst of us, and he looks after his children. God is full of righteousness. And so let's rejoice. Let's trust that what he says is good. The final few verses talk about, well, walk around, go around and see things, see all the towers and the ramparts and the citadels. Well, why should we do this? To tell the next generation that this is God. We build things, we leave things behind that let people know who God is and what he has done, how he has delivered people, and how we have seen miracles because God has been present. I wonder, what are the things that, when you see them, remind you of how wonderful God is? Is it somewhere in a temple, in a cathedral? Is it a particular piece of art? Is it a sunset or a sunrise? Is it a particular thing that we own that reminds us that God was with us in a difficult time? Let's remember and tell the next generation that this is God forever and ever. And he is the one that guides us. And he'll guide our children and their children, just as he's been guiding us since the beginning of time. Thank you so much for listening to Daily Psalm Reading. This has been Psalm 48. God bless you, and goodbye.